Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Man, he's done it for over 40 years, one of the top trainers in the country, and he sits right in our backyard. Boo Schick-Snyder, and Boo, thanks so much for joining us. Before we start talking about other things, you have a camp this coming Saturday at Nicholls State, and that's where you graduated college from, for some of the youth in the area for speed and conditioning. So tell everybody a little bit about it and how they can get involved.
Yeah, I'm doing a camp. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Mike, and it's good to talk again. But yeah, I'm having this camp at Nicholls State. It's a fundraiser, actually, that I'm doing for the Nicholls State Track and Field Program. You all know that track and field is kind of a sport that's close to my heart. Anyway, we're going to do the camp. It's for athletes of both genders, boys or girls, age 8 to 12. And it's not a sport-specific camp. It's a speed-based camp. It's going to start on Saturday the 12th at 1, and it's going to extend out till 4 o'clock, so 3 hours, and it's $50. And, again, the proceeds are going to the Nicholls Track and Field Program, and I'm excited about it. I enjoy working with young athletes. I don't get a chance to do it too much, so I'm inviting people to come out, and parents, feel free to bring out your cameras and things like that, because I'll be offering not only some good instruction at the camp, but a lot of good take-home stuff as well. And if you want to get in touch with somebody to register, the website is nicholls.edu/campsandspecialprograms. Camps and Special Programs is separated with hyphens.
Boo, one of the things, man, and I hear it sometimes from guys, I can take a guy that's not fast and I can make him fast. And I say, there ain't no way in the world, okay? God made people fast. Now, what you can do is take a guy who's fast and maybe chip away and get him a little bit faster in this world. But if you're not fast, you can't kind of like bewitched and twinkle your nose and all of a sudden make him fast. It don't work that way.
No, it doesn't. And at the same time, speed is important, but speed is developable. There's a lot of athletes that for one reason or another just don't reach their speed potential, I guess is what we're saying. We all do have a genetic potential. I'm of the opinion, frankly, that probably more athletes don't reach their speed potential than do reach their speed potential. And everybody's capable of improving. Unfortunately, the parents you choose and the heredity and the genetics are the things that probably dictate more than anything else what your ceiling is. But good strategies and good training will get you toward that ceiling.
Boo, one of the things, and I read off your resume, and, you know, being part of 13 NCAA championship teams and two junior college national titles and basically almost two dozen Olympic medalists and Pan American game people. What's the one trait the top people in that business have? If there's a trait or two each of them have.
well, outside of the talent, I assume, because, you know, ultimately as a coach, you're not really creating anything. You're developing talent, meaning that the talent is there and you're trying to get it out of them. But the one thing that I think these people basically have more than anything else is they have what I call a pioneer spirit, meaning that they train and they are constantly looking forward. Success doesn't affect them. Failure doesn't affect them. They're always looking forward to the next challenge. And in some ways, they're willing to risk everything they have in order to take on that next challenge, in order to take on that next opportunity. You know, sometimes I listen to ESPN radio and those types of channels, and I hear about these athletes and how they may look at their legacies and whatever. The great ones I've had don't care about their legacies. They're just worried about the next thing. You know, and if they fail at the next thing, then they're worried about the one after that. So always looking forward, never being afraid of the next challenge, and actually embracing the next challenge is, to me, probably the single greatest characteristic they show.
Boo, one of the things, and I'll throw it out at you because so many people will call in about the hamstring injury. But, you know, you and I have sat in a room and you've explained that hamstring situation so many times I could repeat it. But I'll let you kind of talk about that's an injury that it's prevalent certainly in the track and field world. We see it in the NFL. And you have, I'm not saying a remedy, but you have something that you think would help you get not having those hamstring injuries.
Yeah, I think what happens, Mike, and in fact, I know what happened, and this is my line of work. You know, I visit NFL camps and go over this kind of stuff with NFL teams and such. But ultimately, hamstring injuries, first of all, are not luck. They happen for reasons. And those reasons are related to biomechanics, meaning that the actual way we move or the actual way forces are transmitted through your muscles and through your bones and so forth create those types of injuries. And there are certain types of training that are helpful as far as prevention and others aren't. And I think what actually happens is because of the fact that when you sprint fast, you know, and maybe an injury happens, then you crawl into a shell and you get nervous. And as a result of that, you don't actually prepare. And then you've got an infestation of hamstring injuries. I've seen this happen so many times on so many teams where one athlete gets a hamstring injury. And it's unfortunate, but it's understandable why it happened. But suddenly now all the coaches, everybody's scared. Nobody's training hard anymore. And then now you have a onslaught of hamstring injuries just because of the fact that everybody got scared and crawled into a shell. So, you know, ultimately, you know, sprinting is important and sprinting is the best way to condition the hamstring. And that's what I try to sell people on.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Boo, if you had your Mount Rushmore of athletes you've worked with, who would be on that Mount Rushmore?
Oh, wow, Mike. It's really hard to say. I mean, because I've had the opportunity to work with so many great ones, you know. I'm sure that Walter Davis and John Moffitt would be up there as well. But there's so many athletes that I've had an opportunity to spend time with and coach and whatever in different capacities. You know, Damian Warner was a person that I've spent a lot of time working with, and he was an Olympic gold medalist. He would, I guess, be one of those people, although I wasn't his only coach and I wasn't the only person responsible for his success. And then I had another young lady at LSU who was a multiple NCAA champ. She was she's in LSU's Hall of Fame, named Suzette Lee, and she was ultimately a freakish athlete. And I guess I would have to put those people up at the top, I guess, as far as people that I actually got a chance to work with.
Boo, kind of going back to your talk about the soft tissue and specifically hamstring injuries, I think a lot of fans in New Orleans have obviously been very disappointed with the first 6 years of Zion Williamson's career and how just struck by injury he's been. And most recently, a couple hamstring injuries have really plagued him, the hamstring strains. Is there something mm-hmm. that he can do? Or is there, you just kind of attest that to his build? It's a very unique kind of person as far as his athletic build goes. And, you know, the hamstring injuries have started to pile up recently.
Well, that's true. And I also think that's part of the problem, is because everybody looks at Zion and the way he's built and the fact that he's built a little differently and feels that he's an exception to the rule. And the bottom line is, when you're working with an athlete like this and conditioning and hamstring strengthening is an important part of it, you double down on your basic principles. You don't look at that as an exceptional case in that regard. Looking at it as an exceptional case is what ultimately dooms you to failure in dealing with that particular situation. Yeah, he's a little different as far as the way he's built and some of the anatomical things that you see, but his hamstring injuries occur for the same reasons that any other hamstring injuries actually occur. But because he's a big horsepower person, you know, there's a little more horsepower, so he has a little less room for error.
One of the guys we saw, and he dominated, you know, certainly fastest man in the world, in Usain Bolt, and a unique athlete in that, you know, he was a guy, just the way he was built, because he sought a tall cut as a sprinter, to dominate as for as long as he did, it's really a remarkable feat in today's world.
Yeah, it really is. He was a true generational person. You know, and people that don't really follow the sport of track and field kind of looked at him at the peak of his career. But he's been phenomenal going way back to when he was 14, 15 years old. So everybody kind of, so he was kind of like the LeBron James of track and field, so to speak. Everybody kind of knew when he was coming up in high school that he was just going to be a totally dominant person. And you're correct. He's tall. He's rangy. But honestly, a lot of times people kind of perceive tall and rangy as a disadvantage in the sprints. Actually, it's a tremendous advantage if you're willing to train hard enough to get strong enough to manage those long legs that you have.
Because a lot of times he wasn't the fastest to come out the blocks. Mm-hmm. So I think people say, man, look, he didn't come out the blocks well, but then he ended up catching you and sort of turned around and said, you ain't going to beat me today. He was unique in that, because most sprinters – the really good ones, man, they get out of the blocks like, man, it's like wildfire. That, you can't say that Bolt was one of those type of guys.
No, you can't. And, you know, Carl Lewis wasn't either, Mike. You
yes.
and I are old enough to remember watching Carl run. But at the same time, good sprint coaches teach what's called a race distribution, meaning that being first early doesn't really guarantee you anything. And there are certain mistakes you can make in sprinting that'll actually put you first earlier and cost you later in the race. And people like Carl Lewis or Usain Bolt, they're well coached. They have good race models and what we call good race distributions. And they kind of know exactly where they need to be with each part of the race. You know, if you drive a stick shift, you know you got to spend time in low gear before you get to high gear, or else the engine kind of bogs down. And that's what Usain Bolt is good at. He understands how much time he has to spend in low gear before he can, you know, shift and get up to high speed.
Boo, I got a texter asked me about, do you train people in for the swimming? and also in beach volleyball. That's become, man, you and I grew up, beach volleyball, yeah, you watched that maybe on TV. That was done in California. That wasn't done here. Man, you go to Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, man, they got 8 courts there. And beach volleyball has really taken off, and also the swimming stuff. So is there a specific training for both those individual sports?
Yeah, there is. Every sport has its own unique training regimen. It's funny you should say that about the beach volleyball. It's just incredible how popular that's become when that was just kind of a niche thing so long ago. But yeah, every sport has its own unique routine, its own unique demands, and that means there's a unique training program for that. I don't actually coach athletes in those sports, but I have done some consulting work with volleyball programs, and I've done some consulting work with swimming programs, helping coaches to kind of tailor their programs. But yeah, they're two unique sports, and I really enjoy watching both.
The weightlifting part of things, because, man, you know, kind of like when you and I grew up, it was like, man, you don't lift too many weights. You know, it'll make you muscle bound. And today, that's all they do. And a lot of times, I think maybe sort of on the downside, they want to look like bodybuilders, but, you know, is it trained for the individual sport? So how the world of weightlifting has really, really changed over our lifetime, especially.
Yeah, it has. You know, I remember in high school, when I was in high school, like weightlifting was practically new, so to speak. And I remember our coach getting a piece of pipe and some old train wheels and welding them and making us do some things. And now we have what we have here today. But I'll be honest with you, Mike. I think there were some of the things that we used to do back then that weren't weightlifting that were very valuable. And to be very frank with you, I agree with you. Like, weight training is undoubtedly a critical part of training for just about any sport. But at the same time, I think that we've kind of gone overboard on weightlifting to some extent in some programs and in some sports, to the point where athletes are not as flexible as they used to be. They're not as skilled and loose as they used to be. And as a result, they pay a little bit of a price for that. And to be frank with you, I think that's real reason why injuries are escalating in certain sports, is just because we kind of overvalue that type of work, and we kind of have those muscle head philosophies. And even though weightlifting is a critical piece, you can't just sell out on it, so to speak. Everything else really has to come together in your program.
Boo, thanks for joining us this evening. But one more time, if anybody's interested in attending your camp, and which is basically a fundraiser for Nicholls State Track, and know the young lady who runs the track program there. She's one hell of an athlete too now. Oh, and long distance runner, man, she can do that extremely well. But tell them exactly how they can register, and this will happen this coming Saturday at Nicholls State.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She does a phenomenal job with the program without much resources. But again, it's going to be at Nicholls under the pavilion by Gidra Stadium. It's going to start at 1:00. It'll be 1 to 4. And again, you can sign up online, as I said earlier. If you do want to sign up on site, you can. But if that's the case, show up early enough to fill out the paperwork.
Boo, thanks so much for joining us. Man, always great to talk to you. And we worked together for a couple years. And, man, it was just unbelievable to hear all your knowledge about it and how it transforms the sports different ways. And so many people adapting to that. And so you've made a big difference, especially Bayou River Parish area, and speaking to so many coaches about not only strength training, but also about the sprint part and muscle tissue stuff. You've done a phenomenal job.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the chance to come on with you guys today.
Thanks so much. Boo Schicksnyder does an unbelievable job. And again, part of 13 NCAA championship teams, 2 junior college national titles, and, you know, talk about 19 Olympic gold medalists, over 24 Pan American game medalists. Guy knows what he's talking about.